we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God, and you're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. And today I want to build your faith. I want to put a word of encouragement into your ear that will hopefully refresh and encourage you and launch you into a week of victory and a week of faith. So thank you for tuning in today. We want to say thank you, first of all, to Jits Concrete, 536-5804, and thank them for their support and allowing us to continue to bring this broadcast to you. You know, we have a lot of wonderful folks at Merritt Assembly of God, and the Anderson family is just one of those families. And so if you need any block or concrete work, give them a call. They will do a great job for you and get you fixed up and make your life, your home a more beautiful place. Whatever you need done there, give them a call, 536-5804. I also wanted to take today and say thank you to the listeners who throughout the years have made donations to help keep this broadcast on the air. I remember the first time that we had a donation that came, someone knocked on our door at the church and said, "Here, God told me to sow this into your ministry." And I always remember that. I remember people who, you know, I've now built relationships with and golfed with, and they've sown into the ministry and just sent words of encouragement. Other people who've been to our services and just, you know, visited and fell in love with the church. And so we want to say thank you to all of you, to Carl and Roxanne, and I believe the other person's name was Joe. I also want to say thank you to the people. Last year we had Ukraine missions project that we did, and I don't remember the lady's name. I apologize, but drove all the way up from like Barefoot Bay or Grant, somewhere down in that direction, drove all the way up to Merritt Assembly of God, brought an entire van full of goods to donate that she had collected to send to Ukraine, did that on two occasions, and made a donation as well to the financial aspects of it. And so we just wanted to say thank you. You know, Memorial Day is coming up here in the very near future, and we just want you to know that God remembers all of those things that you've done. Now, if you think that this is a money-making endeavor, you are incorrect. This is a ministry. This is a labor of love for me, that I love to come and bring the Word of God to you. And so hopefully it will be a blessing to you. And if you do not have a church home, let me tell you, I believe the days of cultural Christianity are over. Just where people embraced the culture and Christianity was part of that culture. I believe that the days are coming where you are going to have to be light. There's not going to be anything like the casual Christian. You are going to either be in or you are going to be out. And I want to encourage you that if you're just playing spiritual games right now, if you're playing footsie with the devil, you want to quit doing that right now. It's time to wake up. It's time to get serious about your faith, and it's time to get serious about what God would have you to do. And so I pray that as we look to this, and this Isaiah passage started, I felt led to preach through the book of Isaiah in our vintage service, which will be Wednesday at 11. And as I did, we came across some some things that talked about the cultural wars that were going on in Israel. And I was encouraged by some of the people in our church said, Pastor, that word is more for the community than it is just for our congregation. And so we are going to get to some things. That's what we have been working towards. And so when I share them with you, I want you to realize that if it's lining up with things that you see going on right now, understand that this is a message that has been on my heart now for almost a year. I've been preaching through the book of Isaiah for probably over a year in our vintage service. So we want to go to Isaiah chapter 7 this morning. Isaiah chapter 7. And it says, Now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz that the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to make war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told to the house of David, saying, Syria's forces are deployed in Ephraim. So his heart and the heart of his people were moved as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear-Jashub, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, Take heed and be quiet. Do not fear or be faint-hearted for these two stubs of smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have plotted evil against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah and trouble it, and let us make a gap in its wall for ourselves, and set a king over them, the son of Tabil, that thus says the Lord God. And it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass, for the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years Ephraim will be broken, so that it will not be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. So now chapter 6 was about the transition from Uzziah's reign to his son, and then his son Jotham had a son by the name of Ahaz, and now Ahaz was reigning in chapter 7. And during that time, the king of Syria began to be very aggressive, and they thought that they would attack the nation of Judah during a time of transition. You know, a lot of times when there is change that is going on, where there's transition in your life, you can expect to see the enemy attack, because he will sense that it is a time of vulnerability in your life. And so I encourage you, allow God to be Lord over that change. Allow him to be Lord over that transition. Let him guard you. Let him protect you. Let him bind you up and heal you. And so when this attack came, there was a word that came from the prophet, and it came from the prophet to be given to the king, King Ahaz, because it says here that his heart and the heart of his people were moved as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. In other words, they were shaken to their very core. I don't know if you have ever been under such an attack that you just wanted to melt away in fear, but that's where Ahaz was. If you are there, I want you to look up and lift up your spiritual eyes to see that Jesus is still on the throne. God has not moved. He's not been ambushed. He is prepared for whatever comes your way. Now, it says that when Syria and the king of Israel went up to Jerusalem to make war against it, they made war against it, but they could not prevail against it. And so let's begin this Monday, if we can, thanking God that he has protected us, that he is our shield and our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. He is our help in time of need. He is our refuge, our sanctuary. He strengthens us and he prevents the enemy from prevailing in our lives. Please understand that if the devil had his way, he would kill you, he would kill me, he would take us out. It is only because of the plans of God and the mercy of God that we are not consumed. It is because God says, no, today is not their appointed day, that we are not destroyed. It is because God has made us more than overcomers. It's not our wisdom. It's not our intellect. It's not our might. It's not any of that. It is simply that God is our strength. Can you just begin to thank God today that even though you've been attacked, you have not been consumed. You've not been destroyed. You've not been overwhelmed. Being attacked is no fun. It's not enjoyable, but God has refused to allow the enemy to prevail in your life. Let's spend just a moment and praise him if we could. Father, we just want to praise you right now. God, I want to thank you. Lord, the enemy would have taken us out. I've looked back in my life. I've looked back in my family situation and seen, Lord, attacks that have come from the enemy. There's been financial attacks. There's been physical attacks. There's been sickness and disease. And, Lord, just a lot of different things that have gone on. There have been assaults against your call and your purpose in times gone by. But Lord, I want to thank you that you refused to allow the enemy to prevail. And so, Lord, I'm thankful because that testimony that you have in my life, it is a testimony that is available to every person here. God, we want to thank you right now for keeping the enemy from prevailing in our lives. Lord, may your plans and your purposes be our delight. And may you accomplish great things through the lives of these listeners now. In Jesus' name, amen. And so here the king and his entire people, they're completely overcome with fear. Their heart is melting. You can get the sense that it's just pounding like it's ready to explode out of their chest. And then all of a sudden, God speaks to the prophet. Can I tell you that there is never a more important time for a word from God than when the enemy is attacking? And so I want to issue a call to the believers here in Brevard County. Do not give up. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for you shall reap a harvest if you do not faint. When the enemy attacks, there is never a more important time for the body of Christ to stand in righteousness, to stand in holiness, and to stand in power. And so I want to encourage you, stand with your brothers and sisters in Christ. The National Day of Prayer was a couple of weeks ago. Let's not make that the only event. I had lunch with a pastor he pastors a church filled with people from Thailand down in the southern part of the state of Florida. He's not my denomination. He's not Assemblies of God, but he said, you know, overseas, we recognize as Christians that we have to stand together, that we can't afford to attack one another. We need to stand together. And so I want to encourage you, stand in faith with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Here's my prayer. I pray that as the darkness is trying to attack the light, it will not prevail, by the way. I just want to encourage you that. But as it continues to make this assault on our culture, that it is very important for the body of Christ to stand in unity and stand in holiness, stand with their ear tuned to the frequency of the throne room of God. For God has a word of encouragement and a word of refreshing. And so if you are in the firefight of your life today, I want you to hear what word God gives to Isaiah, because it may be a word of encouragement and a word of refreshing for you today. Listen to what he says. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Jashub, your son, at the end. Aren't you thankful that we didn't name our kids the things that we that you read in the Bible? I mean, some of those things are just so hard to pronounce. Go stand out there and say to him in verse 4, take heed and be quiet. Do not fear or be faint-hearted for these two stubs of smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have plotted evil against you, saying, let us go up against Judah and trouble it. Let us make a gap in its wall for ourselves and set a king over them, the son of Tabal. Thus says the Lord God. And so God is giving this word to Isaiah to pass along to Ahaz. By the way, I want to encourage you that it is the best form of communication between you and God comes from having a conversation between you and God. The Old Testament people were so acclimated and so dependent upon a third party hearing from God for themselves that they missed out on the benefit. Wouldn't it be awesome if we had politicians in office, elected officials who prayed and heard from God themselves? That would be awesome. Wouldn't it be great if the people who claim to know their God actually listened to God? A few weeks ago, I was asleep, and for some reason in my dream, I was on this airplane, and everything was going okay. And believe it or not, I had a Burger King Whopper hamburger in a bag on this plane, and I'd finally got everything situated, and I was standing there, and I was just getting ready to eat this plane or eat this Whopper on this plane, and all of a sudden it went into a flat spin, just spinning out of control, and I looked out the window and I saw a mountain. And the words that came across my lips in prayer were, dear Jesus, get ready, because here I come. and that was when I woke up. That'll wake you up out of a dream. And so I pray that you are ready, no matter when the Lord calls you, but you are not living your life in fear, but you are living your life in faith, and you are living your life ready for whatever opportunity God brings your way. So Isaiah goes out and he tells Isaiah to go out with his son. His son's name, and I'm not going to try and mispronounce it for a third time here, but his son's name means a remnant shall return. A remnant shall return. And I want to declare that God's always had a remnant. This is not the first time that Christianity has been under fire. In fact, you will find that in places around the world where they thought the church had been eliminated or wiped out, that it had actually just been underground, and when it went underground, it actually became more effective. We need to not give up our faith. We need to be very mobile about our faith. It's time for Christians to be mobilized. A couple of weeks ago in our prayer meeting on Thursday morning, I said, you know, there's never been a more important time to be Pentecostal. There's never been a more important time to be a student of God's word. There's never been a more important time to be light as there is right now, when the foundations of our culture are under attack. And so I just want to encourage you today to go out and say, you know what? There's a remnant in place. There's a remnant that is going to be able to return. God is going to have the last say. You see, a lot of times when you think you're under attack, you don't know that how do I want to say this? You're not always sure how the outcome is going to be. And that's what causes fear. And so Isaiah goes out with his son. He goes and he meets the king where God tells him to go. And he says, take heed, be careful, be quiet, do not fear, don't be faint-hearted. Take heed. Okay, so be careful, be quiet, don't be afraid, and don't be faint-hearted. And so today I want to speak to you and say this. Be careful. Take heed. Listen to what God has to say. Do not be overcome with fear. Do not be unstable as water. Do not be double-minded, but take heed. Be careful how you live. Back when I was in college, there was a book by a guy by the name of Francis Schaeffer, and he said, how should we then live? That was the title of the book. How should we then live? We should live with a holy sobriety about us, knowing that we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Take it. Be careful. King, business owner, husband, wife, father, mother, be careful. Whatever realm of influence or authority you have, be careful. If you're under attack, you be very, very careful. It's no longer a game playing season. This is very real. It says, be careful and be quiet. So sometimes you just have to shut off the noise. Sometimes you've got to, let me put it this way. You have to stop speaking. You have to eliminate the distracting voices so that you can hear what God has to say. And what he will tell you is, don't be afraid. You know, when I hear that, I see it as an imperative, but I see it also as a parent telling a child, it's okay. This thing might be bigger than you are, but it's not bigger than me. Don't be afraid and don't take it to heart. Do not let your heart quit. I don't know if you have ever gotten to the place where your heart wasn't in it. And if your heart isn't in it, then it shows up in your effort. It shows up in your preparation. It shows up. Listen, if your heart isn't in something, you are guaranteed defeat. You and I are called to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. We are supposed to be all in when it comes to our worship. When you come to church, I don't know what the atmosphere of your church is, but I pray that you are mentally engaged. I pray that you are physically engaged. I pray that you are emotionally and spiritually engaged in worship. I in fact, you know, when a lot of times when I get done preaching, because I don't know if you can tell this from my voice here on the radio, but I'm not stationary. I get excited about the word of God because it's a word of faith. It's a word of healing. It's a word of salvation. It's a word of victory. I get excited when I get to start building people up in their faith. It is a thrilling thing for me. But a lot of times when I get done preaching, because I am so into it. Now listen, there will be people. Did you see this? Did you see that? And it's like, no, I didn't see that. I was focused on doing what I was called to do at that point in time. And when I get done with that, I was like, phew, boy, I feel like I have preached. I feel like I have been fully engaged. But you know, if I just went up there and said, now folks, y'all aren't going to pay attention to what I say, and so let's just flip open to page 467 in the Bible. Let's see if there's any truth on that page. That, you know what, it wouldn't take any length of time before everybody was saying, you know what, if he's not fully committed, If he's not all in, then I'm not going to be all in. You see, I, as a pastor, I want to lead by example, and not just with my preaching, but I want to lead by being fully vested in the process. Do not be faint-hearted. And he says, he basically tells the king this: I know what these two foreign kings have in mind. I know what their strategy is. Now, when you are aware of what the enemy is doing before the enemy does it, the advantage has shifted from the surprise attack or the ambush that the enemy has set. Advantage has now shifted to you because you are aware. There was a football game a number of years ago. It was between the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. And Miami was having a terrible year, absolutely a horrible year. And New England was having a phenomenal year. They may have even been undefeated at this point in time. And they had to go down to Miami. And, you know, nobody, you know, who was a betting person would have bet that Miami was going to come out victorious. But that day, Miami just beat them all over the field. It was not a close game. Everything New England tried to do, Miami had an answer for. And at the end, there was a player, and he did an interview, and he said this: we knew what plays they were calling. We knew what their signals were. And as a result of that, whatever they called, we were ready for. And I was like, man, I don't think I would have disclosed that secret, but I will tell you this: God is fully aware of the devil's strategies in our country. He's fully aware of whatever attacks he's launching against you or against your family or against your church. And so I want to encourage you today, don't lose heart. The advantage is with God. He is omniscient and he's omnipotent. One more story and then I'll close today, and that is this. I saw a video several years ago about the Israeli army. They were marching through this place, and it was laced with landmines, and it was not safe. If you didn't know where the landmines were, it was very hazardous. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there was a windstorm that came up, and it blew and exposed all of the landmines to where they could walk over and they could get to safe ground before daylight. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, bring you something new, tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like an